WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
On morning network TV news shows, the weatherman is usually an affable, upbeat kind of guy. But not this morning on CBS This Morning. Our TV critic David Bianculli was tuned in when hosts Harry Smith and Paula Zahn prepared their viewers.
And of course, if you're tuning in this morning and expecting to get the weather from Mark McEwen, you'll get that.
And a Nobel Peace Prize winner, Dr. Henry Kissinger, this morning. He's going to go solo in this half hour.
Is that
okay? A first time alone at the weather map.
Roll the VCRs.
I remember 2 years ago when Ronald Reagan did an inning of color commentary during baseball's All-Star game. That took care of sports. Now Henry Kissinger is doing the weather. All we have to do is get Dan Quayle to step into Ted Baxter's shoes, and we've got an all-politics team for some local TV newscast. I'm a TV critic, not a psychologist, so I won't spend time wondering why such powerful men have such weak fantasies. It is odd, though, that these people who are on TV all the time anyway still have dreams of TV stardom. Instead, I'll limit myself to Kissinger's performance as a guest weatherman. The real weatherman, Mark McEwen, was always close by, either chuckling or heckling. And a lot of heckling was called for.
Don't go far away.
I won't.
If you live anywhere between Egypt, Pennsylvania, and Lebanon, New Hampshire, I foresee more peaceful weather for you.
No, it didn't get any better. In fact, during the next report in which Kissinger predicted sun, lots of sun, for the Middle East, he got thrown off trying to make the right hand movements while watching his image in the studio TV monitor. I guess it's kind of like clipping nose hairs while looking in the mirror. Not as easy as it looks.
The temperatures will continue to climb. Today, I'm predicting 80-degree temperatures near the Mediterranean Sea. I'm pointing the wrong way, but
The Mediterranean Sea. Just point to your right, sir. I think you know about pointing to the right. There we go.
Kissinger handled his chores like a good sport and asked to come back. As a joke, McEwen offered him $20 to stay away. Hey, if it'll help, I'll throw in an extra $10. Anything to stop politicians from embarrassing themselves as sportscasters or weathercasters. Let them embarrass themselves in politics, where they belong. There was one wonderful reward for watching today's This Morning, though. CBS anchor Charles Osgood changed gears, too, and he became a singer, providing new lyrics and his own piano accompaniment to a familiar tune. It's such a winning performance, he ought to start dreaming of a whole new career. Politics, maybe?
I wonder who's Kissinger now. I never imagined somehow that this man who opened Red China's wall, as you recall, he's done it all, would dream that one day he might be a weatherman on the TV. We'll know before long if his forecast is wrong. I wonder who's Kissinger now.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post. I'm Terry Gross.